What's good? What's good? This your boy A motherfucking Fresh, and welcome back to another It's Up Now podcast. I got my boy Germs World, Sweet Key, and we got a special guest with us, DeAndre Washington. What's good with your boy?
Going down, man. What it do? What it do?
How's it living in Miami?
Shit, Miami
and
vibe, man. It's hard not to like Miami. You know, you got the sunny skies, palm trees.
Okay.
You know, it's
okay.
Just cool, though. Good vibes and shit. So better than Kansas.
Definitely.
I was out of Kansas for a couple weeks, so shit.
I feel that.
Definitely much better scenery.
Yeah, for sure. How you like the team so far?
It's been solid, shit. Young team, shit. You know, niggas winning. You know, niggas finding a way to win. So it's been solid, bro. It's been, you know, a nice little change up.
Okay, for sure.
Shit, these boys,
speaking of winning,
everything's on last year. Shit, it's been a much way live, a little, you know, better fit.
Yeah.
Speaking of winning, how it feel to be looking like you're going to your first playoff?
Shit, well, you know, we made playoffs my rookie year, but I mean, you know, anytime you get in the playoffs, nigga,
That's
what you do this shit for, you know what I'm saying? So
that's where all the marbles come out. Yeah, most definitely.
We gotta secure the bag, we got two more games. We got Oakland,
then
we finish out with Buffalo, so
you know,
we
okay.
Looking to get that finish up.
Going up against your former team, the team that drafted you, what's your insight going into this week?
I'm trying to eat.
Kill.
Yeah, game, definitely. But you know it's always, of course, you go against a former team, like, that's his natural, you know what I'm saying? You want to shine, so, you know, most definitely trying to make that happen.
How is it, like, with the culture, Miami versus Oakland, like, with the football team?
I would say, you know, it's a much younger staff here. Like, we got, our coach. See, it's his second year as a head coach. You know, we got a rookie quarterback, you know what I'm saying? He's been balling. It's just a younger staff right now. So, it's like when you had John Root.
Right.
You know, John Gruden been in the game for, you know, since ages. So
right.
It's just a much younger energy on home right now, man.
Right, right, okay.
What has that been like having to be accustomed to the different coaches and players through the years?
I mean, it's been a learning experience for shit, so you know, everybody kinda bring a little something different. Kinda got their own little, you know, swagger that they bring to the game. You know, John Gruden, he was just, you know, what you see is what you get. So, like, I mean, I don't know if y'all ever just seen him on TV, but that's who he is 24 hours of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? 6 o'clock in the morning, he amped up. 10 o'clock at night, it's the same guy. And then you got Coach Flores, who I got now, a young guy with that guy. You know what I'm saying? So, I salute that. And he's making it happen. Like, the office was kind of like, you know, it's been a laughing stock in the NFL the past couple of years, but hey, now they, you know, shit, damn near knocking on the door to the playoffs. So that's, you gotta salute that.
Right, okay.
And then I played with Andy Reid for a little bit, one of the greatest coaches, I feel like, just in the game, period. So I definitely learned a lot, you know, from those three coaches individually.
Take us through, like, a normal day of getting ready for a big game. How do you prepare mentally and physically?
Just so as far as the game thing, I mean, but you know, preparation for me is just starting the week, like throughout the week. So
sure.
I take, you know, Wednesday, basically, like our first work day. I mean, you kind of get up, so I start at 6 o'clock, and you know, your day don't really end. You know, well, you want to be great, you know what I'm saying? Shit, your day don't really end, bro, until like 8, 9 o'clock
okay.
at night. You know what I'm saying? You do that shit day after day after day. So, you know, I know sometimes, like, a lot of people just see this shit on Sunday, but shit, it's a lot of shit to go in.
They go in
throughout the week, bro.
Yeah, they go into it every day.
Sunday, you know what I'm saying, the day-to-day process. But, yeah, I mean, I try to approach every game the same, though, real talk. I try to get my work in throughout the week. So when Sundays come, shit, we just ball it in. You know, Sunday, that's when, you know, you do what you love to do.
Right.
I try to put the work in throughout the week, so shit, Sundays is just easy work.
What are some of your goals that you want to accomplish this year?
And football or just what you do? Football, right?
Anything, actually.
Shit, I mean, outside of the game, though, like, I've been playing with this real estate real tough, so I definitely want to continue to,
okay,
you know, push that. You know, I just started the foundation. So I've been trying, you know, moving back in the hood and just trying to get, you know, get back to the community, bro. Just
Yeah, I seen that.
That take care of you. You know what I'm saying? I think beyond all, you know, the football shit, I think, bro, your impact, what you do, you know, beyond the game is how you're going to be remembered. You know what I'm saying? You only going to get to play this football shit for, you know, every 5 to 10 years of your life. You know what I'm saying? Right. If that. So, what you're going to be remembered of is the shit you do beyond that. So, that's what I'm really pushing right now, bro. Just, you know, trying to reach back to the people, you know, just to the hood and just continue to push the envelope. Like I say, this real estate shit, I ain't making them a land. So, definitely got to try to get money
down. Got to invest in that.
Speaking on the community, how often do you visit Houston?
I'm a Houston area, but that's headquarters for me.
That boy love him from Houston.
Hey, I hear the Houston is nice.
I visit every year too, because that's where my family is too. I love Houston. I love going out there every summer.
It's a vibe, man. You good? You gonna have a good vibe? See, you know, it's whatever you like. It's something
I love. I can speak from personal experience. Like, just like I said, DeAndre, that dude, like my brother. I look at him like a brother. You know what I'm saying? Just from the way that he talked about Houston, just from the way that he made Houston feel, I wanted to go to Houston, you feel me? I was like, yo, I gotta see what the H is like. Every picture we take, boy, throwing up the H, most city. And he was passionate about that. And people laugh at me, because you know how we are about Greensboro, you feel me? Look at him, he got his most city shirt on now. Like, you know how we are about Greensboro, and they laugh at me like, boy, that boy love him some death. But once I got there and went out there and seen how the H was and the vibe, I was like, I can understand why this dude loved this place. And it's good to see him go back and give to his community. Every year, you know what I'm saying? I see Houston legends chopping it up with you. Like King Curon, all them niggas. One day I used to say, look, when Jay Prince give up the crown, Dre might get that hoe. Dre might get that hoe for real, man.
Real talk. And bro, the biggest thing is just, it's a culture, you know what I'm saying, out there, bro. And I think that's just what I love the most about it, bro. Like, you got, you know, certain places in the world. You got New York, you got Cali. Well, when you step into them environments, you know they got their own little swag. And I feel like, you know, Houston kind of the same way. Like, you know, you ain't gonna meet too many Houston cats trying to fit in and do something different just because they're in a different environment. And, you know,
they gonna stand out on your own.
Yeah, you gonna stand on your own team. So, it's just a culture thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? If y'all live in Houston, man, y'all tap in with me. Shit, I'll make sure, you know, y'all in the right germ, though. I'll make sure y'all
He gonna get you right. But Houston love that nigga, man. Little big head nigga.
I love Houston. That's where I wanna fucking move to. That's my city right there.
What you waiting on? Shit, you gonna get right. And it's cheap. Compared to most spots, like other places. You saving so much money, you know what I'm saying, getting a lot of value.
It ain't cheap compared to Greensboro, but it's cheap compared to Greensboro.
Right, Greensboro.
I gotta get to the borough, man. I gotta see what North Carolina talking about, man. I gotta see.
Look, man, you got the best time for you to come out here, it ain't gonna work out till you stop playing ball. Like, the best time for you to come out here would be anti-homecoming.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Some CIAA shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah. I'm
playing, you know what I'm saying? That shit caught up.
Yeah, I'm gonna tap in.
What would you, what would be the advice that you give upcoming men who's trying to become an NFL player?
Better not be no man, better be a kid.
Shit, I'm gonna tell you.
You know what she meant.
Yeah,
I know, I'm just playing.
Y'all act like y'all men at 16, so.
Real time, I'm gonna tell you this though, honestly. Make sure you got a plan B, because even if you do make it, this football shit don't last forever. You know what I'm saying? And as crazy as it is, it's just one play. You one play away from when, like, you know what I'm saying, it's on to the next. And that's just the real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just straight up and down. Like, that's how the game goes. So basically you got something to fall back on. And then as far as, like, you know, trying to get to the league, bro, you gotta really basically take a stance that, nigga, you willing to die behind this shit. By that, what I mean, like, you gotta better outwork everybody. Like, this shit ain't gonna come easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get used to being uncomfortable. And, like, if you ain't, you know, if you're not willing to take that, go that extra mile, then I'm gonna hold you. Like, this shit ain't gonna work out for you. You know
that shit ain't gonna happen yet.
It ain't, because the shit already hard as it is, but you gotta be willing to go the extra mile to, like, separate yourself from thousands of other people. Like, everybody trying to go to me. That's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's almost every young cat's dream, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna go to the league or something. But the shit ain't, it's easy, it's hard, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you got a plan B, and then you gotta be willing to, you know, get uncomfortable. Like, you gotta be willing to, you know what I'm saying, do shit that everybody else not knowing, really.
So when you were drafted, I know you've been in the league for about, it was 5 years now, right?
Yeah,
so how did you feel when you were drafted by the Raiders? Is that particularly a team that you wanted to go to?
I mean, anybody drafted, that's a blessing.
Right. Well, obviously it would be anybody. But let me rephrase the question. Who was your preferred team that you wanted to go to if you had to choose?
I didn't really have a preferred at the time, you know what I'm saying? As a young cat, bro, you just have to get that car, bro, you know what I'm saying? And
gotcha.
So the crazy story about that though, because, you know, I got drafted fifth round, so that was like the second or third day.
Right.
So, you know, the first 2 days, I'm tired of watching this. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. I'm gonna go, you know, gotta go so make some moves. So
right.
I'm getting ready to go, you know, make a move. And some just told me, like, bro, just chill out for, you know, chill out just for a little minute. And then, like, less than 10 minutes later, you know what I'm saying, I got a Cali, phone call from Cali. So, you know, it's like fucking four teams or three teams in California. So it could have been anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just so happened to be the Raiders. And, you know, that's kind of how the situation went, bro. So it was just, you know, it was a surreal. You know, this was a surreal day, bro, this year. You know, I was a running back that went to Texas Tech, and I don't know if y'all know too much about Tech, but at the ain't no bears getting drafted out of Tech. You know what I'm saying?
So many running backs coming.
Right.
So it was just, you know, it was a crazy feeling, bro, this shit. You know, this is the most position.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that.
I got two things before you go. When you went to Miami, like switching up teams, switching up squads, how big was it to have somebody like Jakeem there so that you could just, you know what I'm saying, you could get in cool with? Just like when you went to Kansas City, you had Pat there, somebody that you was already accustomed to from Tech. How was that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always solid when you can tap in and connect with different people you got relationships with. I think, you know, when I went to the Chiefs, you know, Pat, bro, he like goddamn president kind of bit, so he can't do no wrong. So that was, you know, I knew Pat from Tech, bro, when he came in as a freshman, like a, you know,
we all remember that, like,
and he built up and came to what he is now. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So I salute him. But when I got to see, that was a whole different dynamic. Bro. He that man out there, bro. Like, they, you know, as he should be, you know, he been doing his thing, so. You know, that was a different dynamic, but, you know, he showed a lot of love, bro. He helped me, you know, anything I needed, he took care of me. And then, you know, same thing with Jakeem shit. They rock with Jakeem heavy out here, so it's cool to be able to tap in, you know what I'm saying, different, you know, go to different places, you know, be able to tap in with, you know, people you know, you know what I'm saying, people that know you, they can kind of, that's really how the league work, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the league, people don't understand, is relationships. So you can be, you know, wherever you want to be, but if you got, you know, contacts with certain coaches and certain players, or you can play a long time in the league, bro. And that's what people don't really realize about this. This shit is more about politics than it is, you know, just of raw ability.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Okay. All right, my last question. I don't know if it ain't even gotta be this year. But before you hang your cleats up, I need a jersey swap. I ain't got shit to give you. I need a jersey swap. Matter of fact, I got a whole Tech jersey you can have. I got a Tech jersey. I get it.
Nah. Full Tech. You left that home. I need a Dudley jersey. I need, you know what I'm saying?
I need a Dudley jersey. All right.
Hey, tell them to put them in the upper raffles. You know what I'm saying? I know they got
shit.
I need a real deal. You know what I'm saying?
Science, I got you. Look, he ain't said nothing, bro. He ain't said nothing. I got you.
Yeah, I need that. But yeah,
nah,
we're gonna make that happen though, for sure. Easy.
All right, man. All right, well, we definitely appreciate having you here with us. DeAndre, you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, salute, man. Appreciate that, boy. Turn, tap in.
Hold it down, brother. Appreciate you, boy. All right.